January 21st, Oswald Chambers, my utmost for his highest. Recall what God remembers. I remember the kindness of thy youth, Jeremiah 2:2. Am I as spontaneously kind to God as I used to be? Or am I only expecting God to be kind to me? Am I full of the little things that cheer his heart over me? Or am I whimpering because things are going badly for me? There is no joy in the soul that has forgotten what God prizes. It is a great thing to think that Jesus Christ has need of me. Give me to drink. How much kindness have I shown him this past week? Have I been kind to his reputation in my life? God is saying to his people, you are not in love with me now, but I remember the time when you were. I remember the love of thine espousals. Am I as full of the extravagance of love to Jesus Christ as I was in the beginning, when I went out of my way to prove my devotion to him? Does he find me recalling the time when I did not care for anything but himself? Am I there now, or have I become wise over loving him? Am I so in love with him that I take no account of where I go? Or am I watching for the respect due to me, weighing how much service I ought to give? If as I recall what God remembers about me, I find he is not what he used to be to me, let it produce shame and humiliation, because that shame will bring the godly sorrow that works repentance. That's the end of Oswald's text. The repentance he's speaking of here is a change of heart and mind, changing my mind about how I'm seeing God. In the day when I first came to know Jesus, I can remember, though it was over 40 years ago, that immediately my heart leaped within me. And I went from the place of going to church reluctantly and sometimes skipping to the place where I could hardly wait to be there. The church had not changed. My heart had changed. I had fallen in love with Jesus, and I had met him at the altar of marriage. And I remember those first several months, maybe the first few years, of being excited to be in his presence and in his church and in prayer meetings and Bible studies, sharing my faith with others. But somehow, I wandered away from that first love, became possessed with all the activities of the church and the works of the ministry, did everything from pastor of church to janitor in the church and all the jobs in between, was extremely busy, almost exhausted in my service for God. But I had lost the love and the compassion and the excitement and the energy of that first love. God wants our relationship with him to always be like a honeymoon, that we are always so delighted with him. It's like in the first few weeks of a wonderful marriage. He wants us to be always enthralled with him, be on a constant honeymoon with him, and be so energized by his affection for us that we just want to love him back. And as we love him back, we naturally do things for him, which others would see as service, but we would just see as a byproduct of our love. The bottom line in any relationship is that love for the other compels me to do for them, not any sense of obligation or duty that I must do for them, but rather that I do for them because I love them. Any service that is brought forth from the motivation of love will be a sheer delight to all, from the person doing the service to the person for whom the service is done. Frame every activity, every action, and every word in your love and affection for those around you. And let the love, your love and affection for God become so overwhelming that his love energizes you to love even your enemy in that way and want to pour nothing but love and good and kindness upon even your enemies. Then God is glorified and you are blessed.